convenience store, because nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero. So be sure to pick up some refreshing Coke Zero today. Coke Zero, zero means it's game day. Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We're talking about Saturday night's game now, and the Huskies win that game in overtime by a score of 3-2. What was your thought process? What was the team's vibe, Coach, during the morning meetings on Saturday after that very bombastic win on Friday night?
Well, we had a good conversation after Friday's game. Very calm, very direct, very short, to the point. Just talked about some of the things that we could have done better on Friday night, because we have to learn from those situations. A part of it was killing penalties and the penalties we took. And, so we talked about just getting a good rest on Friday night and coming back. And then Saturday we had a good meeting. It's interesting. We had some individual player meetings Saturday before, more than maybe we have, in the past, and because we're getting down to the nitty-gritty now. We need everyone to show up and be on the same page. And we made one lineup change. And it was not Alex Gillies. It was not like he played poor or has been playing poor. We just wanted to try and get Jake Jackson in and use his speed and his strength against a team like this that skates well. And then we just really showed him three or four things that we do well that we need to do every night against anybody. So it's not – hockey's a game of habit. So you get to this point in the season, you're not going to completely change your systems or how you play or, your basic standard of play. We need that every night. And then, you might tweak some things, but we really didn't tweak a lot. So we just had to get back to basics. And then how much of it is – we talked about how much is mental, how much is physical, all those little things. So, it was a good game Saturday. I like these games – because we're going to get into the playoffs, and every game is going to be like this. It's going to be – last year we went to triple overtime versus Alabama Huntsville, I believe, in one of the games. They're going to be tight, hard-fought, close, ups and downs. Lots going on in these games. So it's good for us to get in some of these games, believe it or not. I can't believe I'm saying this, but you'd rather win seven, but it's good. It sets us up for moving forward and what we need to do and how we need to handle it and to get in a really good frame of mind when those things start going awry a little bit and how the games are tight games, how you need to play. So great mindset, good meeting. The guys came in, and players are always bubbly. It's just like your kids. They can get beat 10-0, but they want to know where the snack is, and they're all happy. And and the parents are all, we got beat. And sort of like us, our coaches are. We stay up a lot, watch the video. The guys go home, and that's good, and that's how you have to be. And they came back, and good attitude, and you could just see it in the way we played Saturday.
Tyler Hinnerton gets on the board first. Big Tyler in front of the net. Bangs one home. And the play behind the net. What pressure here by Michigan Tech. Still no score. Stamen to Mark Ogg. He will shoot. This one tipped. Score! Made it a lane home for the Huskies on the rebound. And the Huskies go up 1-0. That's kind of Tyler's office when he wants it to be, and he did a great job there.
Well, it is. And, he's good there, stick on the ice, and you could have put that one in, Dirk. Every once in a while we comment on one of those. You could have put that one in, but he had nothing but net. But we were playing well. I thought we got off to a real good start in the first period, really took the play to them. We're skating much better than we were on Friday, even though we got off the 4-0 lead. You just sensed it right from the get-go that our team was dialed in. The only problem is, we ran into a goalie. He was pretty good. We had some great chances. We just couldn't score.
He was really good. And they tied up. Josh Atkinson gets the goal. Nick Hins and Heisman get the assist.
Back to action here at the McGinnis. 1-0 Huskies. Shot from the point. Scores! Went through Jamie Phillips. Not sure if it was tipped, but Atkinson took the big windup. And a big draw win there for the Nanooks. They tie it up 1-1.
We didn't lose too many clean draws, clean losses all weekend, but that was one of them.
That was one of them. And we just, we've got to do a better job. Like we talked about, you can't continue to lose draws just clean like that. If you can't win it, don't lose it. Just at least make it a 50-50 puck and have someone come in and help you, one of the other players on the ice. But they want it, and a good shot. And we didn't release. Our one winger did not release to go out to his point quick enough, and we didn't block the shot, and it's found a way in. I mean, that's another one I'm sure Jamie would love to have back. It just – you know, got through him somehow, you know, and, you know, I know Bez is a good hard shot. And unfortunately, for all the good things we did in the first period, now we find ourselves in a tie game.
Yeah, 19-6 were the shots, 1-1 the score going into the second period, and Laska gets their first and only lead of the weekend.
With good speed, wrapping it back up top, takes the shot, blocked by Fry, and he'll get the clear. Watch out, dangerous play here. Heisman's coming in on a breakaway, shoots, scores! Beats Jamie Phillips, and the Alaska Nanooks take their first lead of the weekend, 2-1.
You can hear how happy the Nanooks were by the howling there that after that goal. It was a nice goal. It seemed like Jamie had followed him in the right way and that he was going to stop that one, but he didn't.
Yeah, we had a lot of pressure. The whole shift, we were in their zone, in their zone, in their zone, and then they just flipped it out and got in a foot race, and our weak side defenseman didn't sense any danger, and he did not sort of back up our strong side defenseman who got in a foot race and couldn't win that race. And, you know, good play by them. He really didn't make a move. But he's skating. He's got some speed, and he just goes across the net, and Jamie could not stay with him, and he backhanded in the net. But, you know, the first period, the attempted shots were 37-10. This period, they're 44-14 in the second. And here's the shot chart, Jerk. People at home can't see that, but really we call this the scoring area here, and they maybe have two or three, and one of them's the goal. And you look at ours, and it's you can't even put another number in there. It's so filled in. But that's the way the game was going. And like I said, but you felt okay on the bench because we were playing so well. You know, if we kept pushing, kept playing, that eventually, hopefully, we could get one by the goaltender who played so well.
And we get a great power play, a big power play goal at the end of the second period.
Back up top, Patan. Here's a one-timer. That one blocked again by Lear. And the Huskies get it back. Govalis with it. In front. Here's Lester.
Max Vallis with an unbelievable heads-up move to dish that off right at the post going to the other side.
Well, he made a great play. When you watch it back, he initially looks like he's going to go behind the net, but he takes a peek, gets his head up, and no one's challenging him. So he just comes right out front of the net, and they have one defenseman, and he doesn't want to give up the pass back door to Joel, and he doesn't want to attack Max. And eventually Max gets it through, And Joel actually sort of bobbled it a little bit at first. If he would have shot it clean, no problem. But he sort of bobbles it and gives the goaltender a chance to come across and make the save on it. And he almost got it. But he throws a stick. When you watch a replay, the goalie throws a stick. Mm. Probably should have had a penalty on the play too. But he was in desperation mode. And Joel, you know, finally got it through under him, which was a big goal. And, you know, there weren't many power plays in the game, obviously. I think there was the one major and then the one minor on them, and that was it. It was a hard-fought, fairly clean game, and the referees, for the most part, let the players decide it.
So we tied up, and we go into the third period. There's no scoring in the third period, but again, I thought we played really well. They had, I think, we had 13-7 were the shots in that third period of play.
Yeah, we out-attempted them, I think, 30 or 27-12 in the period. So we carried the play again. But they played a good road game. They came in, take advantage of your couple opportunities, get great goaltending, stay disciplined, and just try to make it a one-goal game or an even game where it comes down to one chance, one break, one, you know, anything to give you a good chance to win the game. And they played that game to a T on a Saturday night.
Huskies get the game winner in overtime.
Damon will saucer it down to the corner, flips it down to the corner, rather. And good pressure here by the Huskies. 2:37 remaining. Back to the point. Hannah will shoot. This one tipped off!
Well, it's just a beautiful tip by Alex, and I think I heard Alex say after the game that there was communication between he and Shane Hanna on that play as far as where to place that shot for the point.
Well, you could see it. There's no verbal communication about it, but you know, I like your comment. You know, pressure. We had a lot of pressure in their zone, really all of overtime, and even this shift, that line did a real nice job. And one of the key plays is Alex makes a good play from the corner to the point. Tyler Heinonen sort of misses the puck and it goes through to Shane. But when you watch a video back, Alex beats his defender, the guy that's on him, from the Zamboni corner there to the front of the net. So he beats him out of that corner, and their guy is sort of just trailing behind him. And And Shane has his head up. He takes that shot, and you can see he's shooting for a stick, shooting wide of the net, actually. And Alex obviously gets a piece of it, and he's got great hands. And he needed that one, and we needed that one, and that was a huge goal. You can see.